Today's daf is daf chof, but we were still holding on daf yud tes amid beis. We were trying to figure out the Mishnah. Let's just review that briefly. The Mishnah says, "Akol kshirim likrotat amid yivah, chutz mishper sheita bekatan." The Rabbi Yehuda makshir bekatan. First, the Gemara made the assumption, being as it's all put together, kshir sheita bekatan, it must mean that even b'diavad you wouldn't be yotzei with a kairish. Despite the fact that clearly if the Kherish is reading the Megillah, it's not the Kherish that's potter in mitzvot, because only a Kherish in Shemei Avinu Medaber is potter in mitzvot. And therefore, we're running into the problem over here, something completely different than Dad. The problem over here is whether you hear what it is that you're saying, whether you can be Yotzi or not. Therefore, we compared it and said that the Mishnah is going on Libra Rabbi Yossi, apparently. Rabbi Yossi holds that lo yishmiya la asmo is lo yetze. The Mishnah is also saying that the Yecheres, because lo yishmiya la asmo is lo yetze. That was our first assumption. Then the Gemara said, well, maybe actually the Mishnah doesn't mean that only, that even b'diavad, maybe it means that it's not to be done when it comes to Yecheres, but if he had done it, it would have been okay. And that perhaps would not be according to Yossi, obviously, but that perhaps could be a Libra Rabbi Yehuda. That the Yavad, you'd be Yotze, which the Gemara said that doesn't make sense, because Rabbi Yehuda is the Mandi Omer in the end of the Mishnah, was Makshir Bekotam. So how in the world can Rabbi Yehuda, if he's the author of the Mishnah, come to contradict himself at the end of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, maybe the Mishnah, it actually has two parts. Maybe the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a kotan indeed that would not be yotzei afilu b'diavad, and that was referring to a kotan shelo yigia l'finuch. And then when it says that Rabbi Yehuda is makshir, what it's talking about over there, a kotan shehigia l'finuch. And Rabbi Yehuda makshir means even l'chatchila, because Rabbi Yehuda is makshir, a kotan shehigia l'finuch. That's where we got up to yesterday. Now let's just continue on from there. B'mai ukimta, as we were up to, which is about one line above, one-fifth of the way up. So b'mai ukimta, k'reb Yehuda, v'diavad. Now how exactly did you now try to work the Mishnah out? By adding and everything else. You're now saying, bottom line is, it's going according to Reb Yehuda, lo yishmiel hazma, this cherish over here, is yotzei b'diavad, and when it says in the Mishnah not, it means l'chatchila, correct? Okay, now let me ask you something. Hadatani, so how are you going to explain the following? Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi says that a cheresh ha-medaber ve'eno shomea torem l'chatchila. I'd like to understand this, because certainly the brighter that is being brought by Rabbi Yehuda Berei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi has got to represent, it's unlikely that there's yet a third opinion, has got to represent one of the opinions that we now know, either the opinion of Rabbi Yossi or the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It says over here that the cheresh can be actually torem l'chatchila, despite the fact that he's going to need to make a bracha, and he doesn't hear the bracha, so it's a eno mashmiya la'azno, and nonetheless, not a problem at all. Now, you just said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah over here is saying, well, in such a case you would be yotzei, but certainly only b'diavad. We would never say l'chatchila. You also previously brought the das of Rabbi Yossi by Kriyat Shema that you're not yotzei at all, even b'diavad. So now, who's the one who said this? I'd like you to explain that. Mani, who's the author of this? If you're right that Rabbi Yehuda is only going to be matir, cherish that is eno shomea, but is medaber, it's only b'diavad, because he can't hear what he's saying himself, but l'chatchila lo, and that's what you're saying is Rabbi Yehuda, so then it wouldn't apply here, because then it's Rabbi Yehuda would say only b'diavad, here it says even l'chatchila. He, Rabbi Yossi, then I thought you said that he holds even b'diavad namilo, so there is no sheet that it says that Rabbi Yehuda says l'chatchila. Okay, let's assume for a moment that you're right. What do you want to say? You want to say that indeed Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that even l'chatchila, it says over here that it could be Torem. The Mishnah, indeed, is the way we understood it. It's going a little bit of Rabbi Yossi and not a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. So, okay, then I got a problem for you. So, Elohadetayim, lo yavarecha dam birkat hamazon belibo, ve'im birech yatza. A person should not say birkat hamazon without saying out the words so that he can hear him. But if he did, he would be Yossi. I must tell you, and I'm sure your immediate reaction to this braita is, that belibo might mean that he didn't say it at all. Surely there are three levels. There's a level of thinking about something, just belibo, and then there's a level of saying it so low that you can't hear it, or that you can't hear it because you're a cheresh, that That's a Nina Mashmilos. No. And then there is a Medaber for Shomea. And here's what he's saying. But it says over here, it seems to be referring to something else entirely. It seems to be referring to Birkat HaMazon Belave. Most of the Rishonim hold that the Gemara is making an assumption that the hearer is Lav Kedibur. That when it says Belibo here, it does not mean without moving your lips. But that, we're not getting into that. We're assuming that Belibo means to himself, without being able to hear what it is that he's saying. So let's make that assumption. Well, there are others who fit in even Hirur Kedibur into the Gemara, but this is the overwhelming majority in the Mefarshim hold that it means the Libo that he said it. So now it turns out, once again, we have three Shita. You're trying to avoid three Shita, right? So you're saying, look, I'm sorry, but your approach to the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Because if your approach to the Mishnah is that a Libo de Rabbi Yehuda, you're not supposed to have the Cheresh. It's only that it's kosher if he did it. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not kosher even B'riyavad. Who is the author of the Braita that says that he's allowed to actually take up Truma L'Chatchila? Okay, I'll accept that for a moment. I'm going to save you your problem of having three Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds even L'Chatchila. The Mishnah is going out a little bit of Rabbi Yossi, it's even B'riyavad, you're not chosen. Okay, you saved yourself three Shitas. Who is the author of this Braita? Don't do it L'Chatchila if you don't hear it. But if you did it, you're B'yotze. No. Rabbi Yehuda, you just said, holds you can do it even L'Chatchila. Rabbi Yossi holds even B'riyavad, you're not yotze. And who's this?
And this rule of having to hear what you say absolute for every bracha, like whether it's Krishma, whether it's whatever it is, I mean,
that's a very interesting point. Tosis is bothered by this, and he says it must be that we have a limud that compares Birkat HaMazon to Kriyat Shema. Otherwise, I mean, why can't we just answer the difference between the Diorita and the Rabbona and how the Takon of the Rabbona was and so on? And the truth is in other places as well. It's clear that the Gemara viewed there as being such justice. I don't know what it is, but there must be some limud like that. And therefore, the assumption is that the Rabbonin made the Takon of all of the Rabbonin came to your right. It's whatever the din would be by Kriyat Shema, despite the fact that over there we have a special posik, we pointed out, from the Shema, Shema Loz Lecha, or the other drasha, but whatever the basis is, it appears to now has been accepted across the board. Otherwise, none of this makes sense. You could tell me when it comes to Brocha, the Rabbonin, we're Makbid, when it comes to Shema, we have a special limud. But because I'm Muslim, I don't have to leave it if the Gemara doesn't even attempt to make an answer. It says, takes for granted it's all the same. So Enoch Yanni Tosva says he doesn't really know where the marker for this is, but we see this consistently. But there's an assumption that there's one din of Kriya, of Dibur. Either that din requires it to hear, or it doesn't. Or it requires it to lechatchila, but it's not a problem with the Yavah. Oh, so getting back to our circuit. So now you went through all these contortions in order to save yourself a situation where you would have to postulate a third shita. It doesn't help you because you're going to have to postulate that third shita one way or the other. So I don't care whether you want to call it Rabbi Yehuda shita and the Mishnah's going like Rabbi Yehuda, or you want to call it the other person shita and have Rabbi Yehuda take the shita that you wanted him to take lechatchila. You're not going to save yourself anything. So if there was a reason to make Rabbi Yehuda the author of the Mishnah in the first place, which is what you were trying to do, to avoid saying that the Mishnah is I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, you could still do that. Because bottom line is, it's not going to work out with two shita. Because let's take a look at this. Lo yivarech adam birkat hamazon belibo, v'im birech yatzak, say, tell me who's that now, okay? It's not Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not Rabbi Yossi, the way you're now learning Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, now you're trying to say, oh, zafilo lechatchila. Here it says, no, lechatchila, you shouldn't make for you. If it's Rabbi Yossi, that we're agreed upon, that afilo b'diavad nami. So is there not a third shita? Once there's a third shita, you might as well say whatever you want to say. Does it matter? Okay, you know what? The truth is, the straightforward approach is, Mishnah's going to leave the Rabbi Yossi. That's how Rashi learns. Others disagree with Rashi. So no, why should we say we have charata from that? If we can do it either way, I mean, well, let's do it the way that it works out of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rashi learns that that's the meaning of the lo'olam. That lo'olam, Rabbi Yehuda would hold up for lechatchila. And therefore he would be the one who says that a cheresh can indeed go ahead and make that bracha, take off the truma, no problem, even lechatchila. Aye, what about the fact that it says over here that Birkat HaMazon, you're only Yotze B'diavad, and that can't be Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi holds Afilu B'diavad, you're not Yotze? No, there is a third sheet. Oh, do they other Rabbe? Sometimes Rav Yehuda Paskins his own there, and sometimes he quotes Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who is his Rebbe. And this is clear, because the Braita speaks it out. Beferish Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah HaKorei Etshma Tzarich Shiyashmi Elazno. You have to, L'chatchila, hear what you're saying.
Yerushalayim.
Shneemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Hashema Lo Znecha Mashatom Otzim Mipicha. Whereas Rabbi Meir Omer Hashem Anochi Mitzadokha Hayom Al Levavecha, which means on your heart. On your heart is Kachar Kavanat Aleven in that form. It all follows what is going on in your heart, not what it is that you have to hear with your ears, which means that you don't need to say it Bal Peh. So if that's the case, we now have another Shita. Says the Gemara, what do you mean we now have another Shita? We now have for sure another Shita. We have Rabbi Meir Shita. We never heard Rabbi Meir before. If you're looking now for somebody who holds the Chachila, there's no problem. You got it. Now you have no problem at all. Because now, it says the Gemara, Ashtadatita Lahafi, now that we've arrived at this point where we've discovered Rabbi Meir Shita, and we have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir, you don't have to make a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and his Rabbi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Why say Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says the Chachila? Rabbi Meir is the one that says the Chachila. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says it didn't say B'diavad. And he's agreeing with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's quoting him, it doesn't mean he doesn't agree with it. You can even agree with the guy that you're quoting. Therefore, Filotemi Rabbi Yehuda Karabes Virale. The Braita that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi was the Shita that he was referring to, that we're looking for a Tana that holds it, is Rabbi Meir. But even Lechatchila, you can go ahead, it could be Tyrim, just like even Lechatchila, you can go ahead and read Kriyat Shema without making any sounds. You know? How are Mishnah here?
So Rabbi Meir should be mentioned
of here, no? To make it, to be Motzi De'acherim? You're saying that Rabbi Meir should hold that he could be Motzi De'acherim L'chatchila as well?
Yeah.
You know, if we know, since we're passing the Rabbi Yehuda, we're trying to... That could be part of what Tosfos says, that's why we're working so hard to make it work out in the Rabbi Yehuda, because clearly we're not coming to tell you the Sheikh is, we're coming to tell you the Halacha, and passing the Rabbi Yehuda. Makes much more sense than the mission's going on in the Rabbi Yehuda. Makes the whole Sefer work out simply. Couldn't be Rabbi Yehuda really, or it must be a Sefer Mechasra, that's why we're working to make it that way. Now we finally discover the source of the Tana that holds that it's L'chatchila. And then we're not looking to say the Machlokas in all the years. We weren't looking to bring in Rabbi Yehuda's Sheikh.
And you would say that it says because of the words Allah Vodacha would apply everywhere, not just in the midst of creation.
I mean, that goes back to the question of whether the reason we need the Allah Vodacha is to avoid the Mashma'ut of Shema, or whether it's a special thing. That's basically including the most question before. We didn't have a clear raya from it. Rabbi Yehuda, Makshir B'Katan, Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, I could tell you that this is an actual event in which there were plenty of important people who agreed with me, because I was a kid, Katana Yiti, and I read the Megillah. I read in front of Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim in Lud. Nobody said there was anything wrong. They made me the Balkairi. Omrulo, ein mevin ra'ayamina katan.
You can't be made on yourself.
So that's the shaila, because the big problem over here is that the Gemara says that the only time that we say that a person is not neman begat luto, to say what happened to him begat luto, is on a diorite, on a drabona, and he's neman. And this is one of the, we've had a number of such occasions, this is one of the occasions where one of the reads, in this case, Tesis Rid, suggests that Kriyat HaMegillah is given dinim of a diorite.
Instruction.
Yeah, which is consistent with a lot of very strange elements of the Megillah. So that's what they were telling, which now is a big Kiddush. So you cannot be accepted, your Hades cannot be accepted, since you were Katan at the time that you saw it. Tanya Omar Rebbe, Katan Ayiti Vikrati Alamala Mi Rebbe Yehuda. This is a generation later, in which another little boy, by the name of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi later, says, I actually read it in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Should be okay. Amrilo emevin rayam in amatir. He's the one who says you can, of course. Thank you very much. I mean, why didn't we tell him emevin rayam in akatan? No! We're saying, look, even if we could, I mean, what good would this testimony be? First of all, katan ayit. And even if he would have been a godol ayit, emevin rayam in amatir. So even if you'd be a godol who was reading as a katan. Well, Barnea, I don't know. Oh, looks like you're going to have to do the Yiddish here. You ready for a Yiddish? I don't know. We should try out with Mati. How are you on Yiddish?
Not any better.
Is it okay? Ain't going to Velo malin, velo toplin, velo mazin. V'chein shomer yom keneged yom, lo titvol. Ad shetanei tzachama. All of these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are meant to be done during the day. And the day is defined here as after Netzach Hama. However, Kulam Shasu Mishala Amud HaShachar Kasher. So Meikra Din, the Amud HaShachar is really the time that the day begins. However, in order to avoid most people's confusion about the exact moment when it's considered to be Alos HaShachar, and Netzach Hama is a clear-cut phenomenon, where I actually see the sun creeping over the horizon. Alot HaShachar is already very complex to define Alot HaShachar. So Memela, we made the dinim from the Netzach Hama. This is how Rashi learns. There are Rishonim who seem to imply, and someone who learned this in the Rambam as well, at the end say Beferish, they learned it into the Rambam, that there is a Lechatchila and a Bidiavad here in terms of the D'oraisa, the Matras, a very strange kind of concept. But Rashi's approach is direct, simply says, Beferish, Mi'ikra Din Alos HaShachar is okay, we're going to bring a riot to that tomorrow, today, to the Nomad Beis, and we just make this as a takona to do Lechatchila from Nates. Minala. Now we'd like to know every one of these things that we mentioned. How do we know that they are meant to be done during the day? Well, okay, first of all, when it comes to Kriyat HaMegillah, that's pretty clear. It says, Hayamim Ha'ela, Nizkarim V'Nasim, which is Mashma Hayamim Dafka Bayom, but not Balayla. Ooh, wait a minute. So in other words, there's no Kriyat HaMegillah Balayla, that's what you said. Boy, that's a big deal. So let me tell you, Yufta, to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, does this mean that indeed we should ignore Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chayav adam lekrot ata megillah b'alayla v'lashanot abayom. There is a chiyuv to read the Megillah at night, says the Gemara. Ki katani adiyom. Maybe the Mishnah was referring only to Kriyat HaMegillah of the daytime. It's very interesting, this Mashma'ut from here. There's actually a contradictory deyot in the Rishonim. The Mashma'ut in here is that at the time of the Mishnah, they already knew about a Kriyat HaMegillah b'alayla. Because otherwise, what we should have just said, okay, that was later that they were noyeg to read it at the night. So if we're trying to work out that the Mishnah shouldn't be a stira to the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it would appear that there was an assumption that if that's the halacha, that it would have been even from the time of the Mishnah. It's not so partial. It's interesting that it became a myth that the Ikar Kriyas Megillah is at night, when it's a question whether there even is a Kriyas Megillah at night. And in the daytime, everybody gets some schlepper to read the Megillah, and they just zip through it, you know, and then go off to work. And it's unbelievable. And unfortunately, not all that different from many things. So it says a Yamim Ha'ilah. Velumalim, Tetziv Uvayom Hashmini Yimol. Now Tosis points out that's not really true, because Bayom Hashmini Yimol is used to tell me Bayom Afilu B'Shabbat. This is not the marker that has to be in the daytime. It's from Ben Shmonat Yamim that we darshan that has to be Dafka Niyom. And so Tosis points out that this is another example. This pops up all over the place. We find the Rambam is locate this in the way he does the Mishnah Torah, that there's no problem of bringing the most immediately available drosha. I'm not really coming to tell you. I'm just indicating to you that the Torah, this is concerned. Once you know all of the droshas, we understand that each drosha is megala on the meaning. I wouldn't have been able to learn it out without it. But the fact is, the Torah says, be much meaning goes out. But wait a minute, we need that. I'm not telling you the Gemara right now, we need that for that, and so on. It's the pshat that Yom now includes all meanings of Yom. I have a right to bring the most effective and immediate and well-known drasha. And therefore the Rambam, everybody always is shouting at the Rambam, why does he bring that pasuk? The Gemara brings another pasuk. What's his marker? They start running, the mechiltas, the shouting. In other words, once a drasha exists, this becomes the definition of the term, and I can find it all over. Because we don't believe that the drasha is linked specifically to a particular key. It's that key opens up the meaning of the Lashon HaKodesh use in the sugya consistently. So what's the difference where I bring it to you? Now that I know it, I bring it. That's all. I'm not coming here to, certainly the Rambam isn't coming here to tell me how it is that I derived it. Look at you. So, okay, tell you a person. This is a much better pshat than to say he just brings it in his mouth or whatever, you know, the type of things they try to say. Okay, so that's what he says. He says that we always bring the drasha that is pshutayot.
Now that we have it, it's the one that we think of most.
Exactly. Would not be my right. Ben Shmonat Yamim means he has to be in the daytime. And Ben Shmonat means he has to be 8 days old. What does that have to do when you do it? If you tell me about Yom HaShmini, now you're talking about how you do it. When you're coming to derive the essential meanings, and the Torah now is there in order to prove to you that this is how you have to learn to see the nature of this word,
okay,
then that time it has to be done. direct, and you can't find another explanation, because otherwise you can't prove it. You have to apply Occam's razor every time. How do you know it means that? Maybe it means something simpler. But once it's established for multiple uses of the word and so on, then it keys in the meaning of that word in all circumstances, and that's how you get to that meaning. And that is central in Midrashim. In terms of the Midrashei Halacha, you find a Hakbada on this point. But in terms of the Midrashei Haggadah, once I know something, then it's always, consistently, it has to be that if it means this here, then it also implies all the adjunct information that I have from everywhere else. Because I'm not coming to prove anything to you. I'm coming to show you the overall structure. That's the difference between Haggadah and Halacha. So I don't have to tell you how to walk. I don't have to tell you how to proceed, which is what Halacha means. Instead, I have to tell you how everything is interlinked, which is what Haggadah means. So obviously, in interlinkages, I'm going to be able to use every element without having to prove to you that this must be what it means here. That makes a difference whether it must be or mustn't be. It makes a difference only that this is consistent structurally across the board. It's a whole different approach. Okay. Continues the Gemara. So therefore, that's Mila. How about Lo Tovlim V'Lo Mazin? Now, there's a big problem over here. And that is, as Tosis points out, the tefillah that we're discussing here is not at all clear. First of all, so what is that supposed to mean? You can only go to the mikveh in the day? That's ridiculous. There's no din of going to the mikveh in the day. Unless you want to say that when it says Tovlim, it means someone who needs to do Svira. Let's say he's a Zav, a Mitzayra, he's counting the days. He can't count the time of the night. He has to therefore use the day. Of course, once the day is over, he can go to the mikveh any time he likes, the middle of the night and so on. It's just referring to that particular one day that he concludes his sphere. I mean, that's a little bit strange to say that that's a shot. Plus, as Tosis points out, then the Gemara isn't saying anything, because there are two separate tefillahs that come to Mitzrayim, one that has to be before and one that has to be after. The one that has to be before can be at any time, and the one that has to be after, if that's the one we're referring to, has to be beyond, because anyway, the Hazoya has to be beyond. So what's the point of mentioning the tefillah, you see? Therefore, Tosfos has a completely different approach. He says, Ein Tovlim means you don't stick the Azov into the water at night and then use that dipping to do the Hazoya. Nothing to do with the tefillah of the person. It means tefillat Azov. And that's the meaning of the pasuk that we're about to bring. Not the tefillah of the person, the way Rashi learns it, but rather the comparison to the previous pasuk that says vitaval, meaning dip the Azov into the water of the Meinida. Okay, that's what we're referring to. So let's take a look at this now inside. So lo tovlim v'lo mazin d'chtiv v'hizah ha-tahor la-tamei b'yom ha-shvi'i v'itkish tvila la-hazaya. Because there's over here, for achatz b'mayim v'tahar b'arev. That's how Rashi understands. The rechitza b'mayim is a reference to being tovel in the mikveh. Tosfos says, no, that's not what the tefillah it's referring to. It's referring to the tavala le'izot, previous possible. You see, the Gemara is open to both possibilities here. V'chein, shomeret yom kineged, yom lo titbol ad sheteyet hachaman. Obviously, over here, it doesn't mean sticking her into the mehazayav v'paradum. Here, it definitely does mean tvila. And therefore, there's two ways, Rashi and Tosfos' ways, of reading the next line. Says the Gemara Pshita, Masha shomeret yom kineged yom mikol chayev tvilot, which Rashi learns means, you just said all tvilot are b'yom. Shomeret yom kineged yom, who requires the counting of a day, and therefore similar in that sense to the other cases that require svira, that's the meaning of shomeret yom kineged yom, would therefore be included. Why bother mentioning shomeret yom kineged yom as opposed to the other tvilot? Of course, according to Tosfos, that's a ridiculous question. We never did mention the other tefillot. So we were talking about tefillat ha'ezov. We were talking about tefillat of a person. Therefore, according to Tosfos, the question is, why mention Shomeret Yom Kineged Yom more than any other tefillah? Since you didn't bother mentioning any other tefillah. And on this, both have basically the same teretz. It's so kedai techamina tavika ri'iya rishona shel zav. We have an interesting situation. Remember, the difference between zav and zava is mitpate, among other things, in the din of the chalot zivot with the number of ri'iyas that are seen. So a zav becomes, he requires now svira shiva, even after two ri'iyas. A zava is only after three ri'iyas. Fine. The zava has a din of shomeret yom yom kineged yom, that if she sees one re'iyah, so then she has to have an equivalent amount of time the next day to make sure she's not re'iyah, and then it's okay, she can go to the mikveh. If she sees during the course of that day, it's like seeing during Shivas Lakiyim, in the sense that it's sozer that day, now she has to wait another day. Once she hits 3 days, now she becomes a zav again. But what's interesting is that a zav in the male, who's re'iyah only one re'iyah, which should be the equivalent of the re'iyah of a female of 1 day, is not the equivalent, because the female who sees zivot has indeed the special halach of shomeret yom keneged yom. A zav is either or. Either his first re'iyah of zivot is meaningless, basically, and we treat it exactly as if he's a regular balkari and not a zav, and therefore, of course, he could go to the mikveh at any time. If he sees two, then he's already a tamei for shivas yamim. So there's no equivalency to the shomeret yom keneged yom in a male. So it only has a din of tumas keri v'yama. Therefore, says the Gemara, I might have thought, why does the Mishnah mention it? Because I might have thought tahavi kari'iyari shonesh alzav. I mean, usually, in most of the halakas, there's a consistency between the male and the female, as much as we can make it consistent. And in the same way that we know perfectly, as a matter of fact, it's even more dramatic. Because by the woman, there's no difference between zivas and nidas, other than the period during which it takes place. So we give her only 7 days of bleeding for normal periods, and then we have 11 days in which any re'iyas dam is considered to be just by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzera dam zivas, but it doesn't have any physical difference between it and dam nidas. So it's a question of timing, basically. And nonetheless, the Torah gives it all these different dinim. So by a male, where we could physically see the difference between normal semen and between a zivas, we would think for sure there should be a special halacha on that first re'iyah. And nonetheless, there isn't. Doesn't make sense to say that if that's the case, that the first re'iyah is treated as basically being meaningless, then that should definitely be the case of the female as well. Of course, I mean, it can't mean completely, because the Torah says that there's an inyan of shomer yom keneged yom. But I would say like this. The re'iyah rishana shel zav is east kishla balkari, because it says, zot torat hazav, v'asher tetzei mimenu shichvat zera. Now, there's really no connection between the Torah Tazav and Asher Tetzei Mimenu Shichvat Zera, except that it's both coming from the reproductive system, but there's no reason to throw it together like that. Therefore, it teaches us that Ma Balkeri Tovel B'Yom. So, Hainami Litvo B'Yumen. Now, let's apply that to the woman. We know, of course, that she can't really be Tovel directly in the day. I mean, Tichtiv, Kol Yemei Zova, Kimishkav nidata yihiela. Okay? So the yihiyeh we learn out over there means there's got to be some period of time that is the equivalent of the time that she was ro'ah. So if she was ro'ah in the day, there needs to be a yihiyeh that she'll check to make sure that she's not continuing to be ro'ah. Okay, fine. Let's give her that time. Let's give her that time in the night. The day ended at the night. Sun sets. Now we say to her, okay, make sure that you're not roya dam. Do a hefsek tyra. Don't be roya. Yeah. And now be tovel. So levet miktzat shimur v'titvol. So do now part of the shmira to be yotze the halach of yihyeh. And now you can still be signed a din in the day, because this isn't, you're not really counting shivas v'kiyim. Therefore comes on the Mishnah to tell me kamash malan, that a shomer's yom keneged yom is a type of svira. It's not just a hefsek tyra. The yihyeh means there needs to be a count of 1 to 1. And if there's a count, there's no inherent difference between a count of 1 to 1 than a count of 7 to 3. Wherever there's a count, the count has to be in the daytime. Give the boy svira. Svira is dafka b'yamama. And therefore, there's no way out of this. Because there, every time I mention Sfira, it says Yomi. B'safala Shivas Yomi. In every case of Sfira. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam. One second. Kulam Shasu, Misha Allah Amud HaShachar Kasher. How do we know that the day begins at Amud HaShachar? We know it immediately. Omar Rava de Omakrava Yikra Elohim Lo'or Yom. What's that mean? Lo'or means Lemeiruba. As the light begins to increase in intensity,
and it's now in process of becoming day, the or, that is called the yom. Ah, come on. So when it says v'lachoshech kora laila, means the same thing. As it starts to get darker, is that what you're saying? As the sky starts getting dark, now that's the laila. I mean, nobody holds that. Elabiyata v'lachoshech kora laila, you should say v'lachoshech ubo kora laila, v'kaino dat tzetekov avim. Lav Lailu, I mean, you know, we proved in Brachot, I mean, it's only called Laila, Tzeta Kochavim, that is not a good raya. Actually, the Makor is from a pasuk about the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. V'anachto osim b'malacha, the second time around, of course, because v'chetziyam b'chzikim b'ramachim, I mean, we had half the people holding their rifles ready, while the other half were building, basically the way we have to go about building today. Me'alot ha-shachar ad Tzeta Kochavim. And this went on from Alot HaShachar to Tzeta Kochavim. And further it says, Vayulano alayla mishmar, Vayom l'mlacha. So the day was mishmar time. When there's the rifles, we need it all the time. The daytime we could use for work. What do you need that other pasuk for? No, because we're not proving anything by saying that we used to work from Alot HaShachar. You say until Tzeta Kochavim. Maybe you guys are great guys. You work even in the nighttime. I mean, show me that that's the definition of morning and evening. I mean, that's a different thing, day and night. Therefore, when you're pasuk, you might say, Mishalam with HaShachar Labimah. Maybe it's not yet technically daytime, Lagabi Mitzvot, and Michiava Shimsha, and maybe indeed Shkia is at nighttime. These guys would get up early in the morning to start the work, and they would go to sleep late at night and go beyond the date and work at night. Tashma, therefore, we need to bring the pasuk to make it very clear that it's for Hoyulano Halaila Mishmar Vayom Melacha. That it's a din in Yom Lalaila. Isis Tosis, when we brought this pasuk in Brachot, we didn't say it was a raya, we said Zecher Ladavar. Not a raya ledavar, and how come over here we're using it as the basis of Yom V'Laila across the board? Sisters, because over there, when it comes to Kriyat Shema, it never talks about day and night. There is no Kriyat Shema of the Yom, and there is no Kriyat Shema of the Laila. There's only a B'shoch B'chov Kumecha. You can't bring a raya from something that defines day and night to make that Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. It's a whole different issue. It's only a Rebbe's ledavar. Mr. President, you missed your first opportunity. You came again. But wait a minute. It's not the same opportunity that came again. That opportunity is lost. It's a new opportunity. But don't feel better about it. Kol Hayom Kasher LeKriyat HaMegillah. The entire day is usable for Kriyat HaMegillah, the Kriyat HaLel, the Tkiyat Shofar. Now, it appears when you read the opening of the Mishnah that that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that the whole day is kosher for whatever it is that we're about to say. In reality, the two Mishnayot, calling on Kosher Le, and the Mishnah in Korinah, the Megillah, the Lomali, the Lo, etc., etc., Ella Beyond, are very, very intertwined. It is not clear, because the Gemara doesn't attempt to bring riots, that necessarily the following things are kosher kol hayom. And there's actually different approaches in the Rishonim. The Miri sort of leaves this up in the air. He says, I understand, why don't we just put these two Mishnahs together and say all these things are done and done. It brings a couple of possibilities which are a little fetchy. Now, a lot of discussion in the Achronim as well about what exactly the meaning of the Mishnah is. Let's see if we can piece something together. So, kol hayom kasher lekriyat haMegillah, lekriyat haLel, letkiyat shofar, lenetilat ulav, letfilat haMusafim el haMusafim itself, the actual korbanos, which is interesting because, you know, I mean, we certainly know there's a shita that Musaf is only good until the seventh hour, and even the korban Musaf, you can't bring the korban Musaf once you already brought the korban of the Tami Ben Arbaim. So we can't bring it before the Tami Shel Shachar. We kol hayom is not really kol hayom, unless there's two separate halachas. One that has to do with time dinim. The time dinim is a kol hayom. The other that has to do with its dependency on other events. It's not a time dinim. So in Arginami, maybe you need that. Or another approach is also taken from the Rishonim, that since B'diavad, it's not ma'akev, if you would do it after the Tamid Shalvein Arbayim. So the Ikara Din, it really is basically suitable in this fashion. Not postponed. There's got to be a point at which you have to make a choice. It's not really kolayon. You certainly only bring your carbon main arvayim in the daytime. Vidui parim, vidui maaser. So if you're going to do a paralim dover, a parakai mashiach, we have to do vidui. So over there also, in by Yom Kippur, have the same thing. Yom Adchai, lechaper alav. L'smicha, l'shchita, l'tnufa, l'hagasha, l'kmitza, l'haktara, l'melika, l'kabola, l'hazaya, l'ashkayat sota, l'arifata eglarufa, l'tarata mitzora. So those are all dinim that can be done all day long. That's not to say that there maybe wouldn't be mitzvahs to hurry and to be his reason, but it's kosher all day long. Kol alayla kasher, l'ksirat omer, l'ekter chalavim v'evarim, zehakla, kosher mitzvato b'yom kasher kol hayom, but a davar shemitzvato b'alayla is kasher kol hayom. And we'll see what that comes to add at the end of the circuit. Minala, how do we know it's kasher kol hayom? Yomer krav hayomim ha'ilam yiskarim v'nasim. That doesn't seem to prove that it's kasher kol hayom. It seems to prove that it's b'yom. Whereas b'halal, we learned out from Mizrach Shemesh ad mevo'o, which is mashmah, it's the whole day. Mizrach Shemesh ad mevo'o. That it would be kosher kol hayom. Inochinami. That's the Rishon LeMaaseh. If it's biyom, why would I think it wouldn't be kosher kol hayom? Biyom is biyom. That's why many learn that even though it says kol hayom, that's not the main point the Mishnah is making. Except that since it needs to be said to tell me lafuke from the shita of the Nazaria that you only have chatzos by Pesach, or lafuke the shita of the Yuda that you only have shabbat shows, it's kosher for Muslim, and so on. So it says it this way, but the ikar meaning of the Mishnah is really that these are mitzvahs that are linked to yom. So that we just bring that in is sort of to make sure we include everything against those shitas. So that may be that indeed it's the whole day. I mean, this is Hashem Mishad Mavor. Rabbi Yosim is Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. Mitilad Lulav Lekachtam Lekem Bayom HaRishon. Litki Asher for Yom Chua Yelachem. Lemusafim Dvar Yom Miyoma. Litvilat HaMusafim. I mean, obviously, Tvilat HaMusafim are basically an extension of the Musafim. So, Kemusafim Shavi Rabbanan. Why did we reverse it and say first Tvilat HaMusafim? That's because, since it's the Rabbanan, it's more Chavim. So we say first the Rabbanan. But when in terms of the Limud, we first need to know the Limud that it's based on. Levidoi Parim, we learn it out from Yom HaKippurim, Tanigama Yom HaKippurim, V'chipru Ba'ado Ba'ad Beisod. That's talking about Kapara Dvarim HaKatur Medaber. And Kapara, we know, is B'yomama, because it's B'yom HaZeh Yekapara Lechel. So we learn from there all of the Kapara. V'yom and Vidoi Maaser, which is followed by Yom HaZeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavach. Because by Shkita it says Bayom Zivchachem. Tenufa it says Biyom Hanivchem Et HaOmer. And the Agosha is compared to Tenufa because it says Volokachat Vein Yada Yishat Mitkata Kanaun Vein Vikriv. And Vikriv over here certainly does not mean to put it on the Mizbeach, because only after this Vikriv does it say that he should become it and take it to the Mizbeach. So that means that this vihikriv has to be a hagashat type of akrabah, to touch it up to the, bring it up to the mizbeach, but not burn it on the mizbeach. L'melika, l'kmitza, l'aktora, l'azoya, all of those things are part of the actual avodah, and it says biyom tzavato et b'nei Yisrael. For hashkayat hasota, it says also a zereshov of Torah, it says v'asala kohen et kol ha-Torah azot. And it says, Al Pia Torah Asher Yeruch of Al HaMishpat. Now we know that Mishpat, we learn not from Bayom in Chiloed Banav, that Mishpat is Bayom. So Afkan Bayom, that means that the Sotah is viewed also as part of the Dinim of Mishpat. La Rifat Eglarufa, says Rabbi Yanai, it's because it says, V'chiper, it says over there, Kaper La'amcha Yisrael Asher Padit Hashem. It says, V'ni Kaper La'am Adam. So Kapara, we already said, is Kikotchim, we showed that B'yom Hazeh Yechaper Alechem, Kapara is a function of daytime. L'Taharat Mitzora, Zot, this refers to the Tziporim, and the Yetzeres V'yezov, and so on. It says, Zot Tiyet Taharat Torat HaMitzora B'yom Taharato. Kol alayla kosher l'ktzirat ha'omer. How do we know? The Omer mar ktzira v'svira b'alayla v'hava'a b'yom. Now this means that the marker of the counting, similar to the actual ktzira, which would mean that it was a d'oraisa, from which brings over here that if you didn't make it into Sfira at the night, you should not make a bracha when you now say the Sfira Miyom. Because this is not just like Kana Lachatchila to do it, we're actually learning it from the actual dinim of the Ketira. This leads to the question of whether having once missed a night, whether you can be Mavarach at all. Then this becomes a machlokas. And some of it's a sophist. You say it the other night. So anyway, Tosfos brings over here the Bahaga. Missed is missed. Missed at night is missed completely. According to this. If you miss it at night, even if you said it in the day, you can't make a bro. We don't do that. That's another question. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's Bechal, another question. Larifata Eglas. I said that. Right? Yeah. We're up to Lehekta Kalam and Tevor. Yaksif Kala Laila Adaboka. Zeha Klal Dovish Mitzvah Sbiyam Kosha Kalayom. Why bother repeating a Klal? Zeha Klal Latuyim. What does that add? Latuyim Sidur Bezichim Vesiluk Bezichim. So that on Shabbos, you've got the whole day, which would mean, suppose I took the Bezichim from the Lechem upon him off in the morning. I have a whole day to put them back before the sun sets. Now that, of course, seems to be a violation of the Fanai Tami. Where's the lechem upon it? Why did the cedar of the lechem put on the bezik? How can you leave the shulchan without the lechem? Oh, this is going aliba Rabbi Yossi. Uch Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Sileket Yishana Shachari. He took off the old lechem upon him in the morning of Shabbos. V'siderot HaChadasha Arvit. He didn't put on the new lechem until the evening. Ein bekach klum. It's not a problem at all. Uma ani mekayim lefanai tamid. There shouldn't be now a lina at night, but the shulchan should be without lechem. But during the day, you take it off, put it on, you have the whole day to do so. According to the Chachamim, we know that day old tamid means literally, you slide one in as you're sliding the other one out. So you have the Chachamim standing on either side to make sure that there's not a moment without lechem. Davar shemitzvato balayla, kosher kol alayla. Which comes to tell me what? But then, of course, the point of the mission is to teach me the Lok Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya v'yachlu et habasar b'layla hazeh. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah nemar kan b'layla hazeh v'nemar la'alan v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Ma la'alan ad chatzot, that makat b'chorot was b'vatachat at chatzot, didn't go on all night. So too over here, afkan ad chatzot, and you cannot now eat the Pesach after Chatzot, according to which, points out Tosfos, that if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and indeed in Arvei Pesachim, the Stamish that seems to follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you better eat your afikomen before Chatzot. Bum, bum, bum. Adron Allah, hakorei l'mafreya. You're going to let us get away without a fact on that, look at that, that's okay with me. But what happens if Sabah Josh finds out about it? You better say it. We'll say the first few words. Hakoreat ha-Megillah omeid v'yoshev. You can read that Megillah any way you want. Stand, you can sit. We'll see more about that tomorrow.
The saints come marching in or something.
Okay. The Mayor Kimta. The Mayor Kimta grip you to the Avad. Elohad Tani Yud, Brother of Shimon Mempazi, Cheresh Amidabir Venashemel Torin, even the Chatvila. Mani? Ireb Yuda, you just said it's only Bidiavad the Chatvila Lo? Ireb Yosi, Devanamila? Velamai, Reb Yuda, feel the Chatvila. Elohad Tanya, Lo Yavarech Adam Bikatamazon Bilibo, Vim Birech Yatsamani, Lore Beautiful, Lore Yosi? Ireb Yuda, feel the Chatvila? Yosi, feel Bidiavanamila? Build them, Reb Yuda. But feel the Chatvila. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda could hold Karabe. For the Tani Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, he was going on a bit of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Makshe Bekotan, Tanya. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Katan Ayiti. I'm Kirati of the Malam, Rabbi Tarfe. Was a kid in Belud. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Vinrayim in Akotan. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Katan Ayisi, the Kirati of the Malam, Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Vinrayim in Amatir, for sure. Well, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Vinrayim in Akotan. Chodavot Kamale. First of all, you were a katan. And even if you've been a gadol, you would have been a katan. Right? Maybe Rayim and Amat. The Tzivisa Torah to me by Yom Hashviv is Kishvil Azoya. Chen Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom Notit Falat Shetaneitza Kama Pshita. Maisha Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom Inkochai Vitvilas. It's your tzak, that I mean a tevik Riyah Rishon Eshazov. Riyah Rishon Eshazov is Yitzkish Lubalt Keri Diktiv Zot Torah Tazav Hashet Vitzimino Shilat Zera. Ma Bal Keri Tovel B'yom Hanami Litvo B'yume. Vahai, okay, B'yomam Alo Matzi Tavla, only because of Kol Yumei Zovakim Shkavni Yitayela, so, but let her do the Laila, let her do the Mevin Mitzah Shimur, Vititva, Zakamashma, give me the place, Snira. Snira is always beyond. Kulam Sha'asu Mishalam Rashach, Koshim Nanamile, Omar Rava, the Omar Kro, Vaikro, Loim La Orio, the Meiru Bokar Ayon. Salamiatu Lachashach, Kor Alaila, Machibu Bokar Alaila. Vokamil Datsi, Zakokovim Lav Laila. Ela, the meaning of that passage is the way we understood it in Psachim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Or and appointed it over the day. Called the Kosher, appointed it over the month. But the Raya is from here. I'm representing off. Anako Simdam Malacha, the Katemak Zikimber Amachini, Alot HaShakra, etc. Kochavim. Veomer, Vahoyu, Lono Alayla Mishmar, Vahoyu Malacha. You might be Omer, please tell me, Bishalom, the Shakra, maybe it's not your mom. And maybe already at Shkia it's called Laila. It's just that these were big workers in the Kadmi of the Chashke to get the Beis HaMikdash finished. Tashma v'ayu lanu alayla mishma v'ayom melakha. Kol ayom kasher l'kriyat ha-megillah, l'kriyat ha-aleh, l'tki ha-shof, l'tki ha-zulul, l'tki ha-samusaf, l'tki ha-samusafim, ul-avidu ha-porim, ul-avidu ha-maisr, l'avidu ha-makipurim, l'smich, l'shchita, l'tufa, l'agash, l'kmitza, l'tar, l'malik, l'tabola, l'azoya, l'ashkayat sota, l'arifat, l'arufa, the Tarat Mitzora, Kolalai Kosher Kisirat Omer, the Chalam Veivorim, Zakla, the Vashi Mitzvotobium, Kosher Kolayom, the Vashi Mitzvotobalaila, Kosher Kolalaila. Mino, Namakayom in my Elam discriminating. Kriat Halam is Akshamisha Bevoa, or Zayoma Sasha, the Tilatul of the Kakur Bukhan Bayoma Risha, Lutkiacho for Yom Tura Yelaka, the Musafin Dvar Yom Yomo, Tilas of Musafin Kimusafin, Afisisha Virabon. Vidoi Porim, Yolof Kapora Kapor, Yomakipuri, by Yomakipur, Betis Vikipur, Bado Bad Beto. And we learned that it's Bikapara Dvori, Makatur Medaber, Kapor is always be a mama, it's be a mama, it's be a mama, the Vidoi Maser, the Amarta, the Hashem Lokecha, the Arte Akkadish Menabai, followed by a Yoma, the Hashem Lokecha Mitzavah. The Smith of the Shkita, the Ksiv Samak Vishakat, the Ksiv Shkita, Beyond Zivkachem, Lutnufa, the Sibiona, the Fremetome, Lagasha, the Skishatufa, the Sivotaka Koinian and Shatman Katakanaud, they need the grip, the Malika, the Kmits, the Actor Lazar, is beyond Savot at Menesro, Lashkayat Sota, the Torah Torah, the Vakava Salaka, and at Palatoraz, the Apiatorachi, Yeruval Mishpat. Mishpat is Bayom from Vahaya, Bayom in Kilot Banav, Afghan Bayom. Larifa de la Rufim, the Rubiana Kapora, the Vakachin. Tarat Mitzor Zotia Torah Tabatzor Biyom Tarato. Kola Laila Kajan Tir Zorma Yom Amar Ktira Vesfir Balaila Avoz Biyom. Hector Kalamim Vavorim the Tif Kola Laila Raboke. Zach Lal Dovash and Mitzvah Subiyom Koshe Kola Yom. Zach Lal Latu Yemai Latu Yitzidur Bezichin. Vesidu Bezichin. Libra Rabiosi. The Tani Rabiosi Ober Sileka the Yeshana Shaharit Sidera Tachatashar Vite Bekachlu. I'm Mani Mekayem the Fanaita Mi. Shall you show for Balaylacha? Dover Shemitzvah Balayla Kosher Kalalayla to Yimayla to even Akhirat Sakh to the Kribalazim and Azariah. The Tanya of Akhluta Basa Balayla Ze, Omer of Lozer Ben Azariah, and Makam Balayla Ze, and Malala and Batabar to Tzroim Balayla Ze. Malahalan Al Khatzot Afkan Al Khatzot.